You're listening to The Alex Spicer Show, where we explore the fundamental principles of freedom and happiness in light of current and historical events. By exploring these principles, I hope to enlighten and inspire you to make the difference our nation needs to get through the troubled waters of today and tomorrow. Live your passion. How many times have we heard that phrase? How often is it used? It is used by many great influential people who have a lot of followers on social media, who even do like live presentations, other things like that. There are thousands of people who tote this mantra of live your passion. And what a load of crock. It is such a load of crock. Now, I'm not trying to be a Debbie Downer, nor to be sardonic or skeptical. I want to look at this as it really is. The real problem that we have, and it is, and this whole passion situation is just a symptom of the real problem. The real problem is that we don't have purpose, and that there is this great hype around passion because we don't have purpose. We've lost our sense of purpose. Interestingly enough, purpose comes from having things like a core set of values. Having something like religion in your life gives people a sense of purpose. It's really another big symptom that we that is indicative of the fact that we have lost purpose is how easy young people are swallowed up into becoming activists. And why is it so easy for them to do so? It's because they don't have any other purpose in their life. They've not been given direction in that way. And purpose, it really is in many regards a spiritual thing. And it's no wonder, though, when every human being has religion, because no one is devoid of religion. Everyone has religion, which is your system of beliefs by which you live your life. Everyone has it. And also everyone has a set of moral, a standard of morality that they adhere to, and even their own highest moral authority or their own version of God. Everyone has those things. And when you are not given direction from an inspired source, from something like religion, then yeah, you don't really know what your purpose is. You're kind of out adrift. And we have this thing like, it's like, live your passion. And truthfully, the implication behind that sort of phrase and people who talk about this is to go forward and to basically monetize yourself to obtain an income based on this passion, to live in such a way that every day that you work is just awesome because you are passionate about what you're doing. And it is a load of crock. It is dumb because passion is all about emotion. And truthfully, we're kind of interchanging passion and purpose, but it is very important that we get the two straight. I feel like the greatest example of where we misalign or we misunderstand things, we change out one term for another, is where we say in America, you know, we need to defend democracy. It's all about democracy, all this other sort of stuff. When truthfully, we are not a democracy. We are a democratic republic. We are a republic. But back in, I believe it was like in the 30s, early 20s, I can't recall the dates, I apologize, there, as this use of the word democracy was introduced to replace the concept of a democratic republic, of using any sort of republicanism as the term to truly represent what our government is. And when you mix terms like that, it becomes very easy to be deceived, to be drawn off in some direction that is totally false. But because we believe in these sort of mantras and these dogmas with so easily, that we don't realize that we've been pulled off on the wrong course. So we focus, like today, people believe it's all about democracy. So it becomes very easy to neglect the Constitution and the principles in the Constitution that actually help us secure our freedom and have a system of government that will perpetuate life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And it's just, so that example, I'm just trying to illustrate the point that is, if we mix up the terms for purpose and passion, then we are easily thrown off course. We easily get lost, because when we are facing and we're looking for passion, it becomes easy to become sidetracked with this worldly gospel of what I call motivationalism, right? You consume the content or meet with people, you learn from people who are, they're all about, it's all about motivation, right? A motivational speaker, or even if they don't consider themselves that, that's really what this is. It's all about like these living by driving emotions, when really that's not how life works. So when we confuse the two, it becomes very easy for us to be sidetracked, just like with the democracy, democratic republics thing. We can be sidetracked into going, okay, well, if I'm going to live my passion, therefore, and then they start teaching you to do things that are unwise and unreasonable and just not in line with principles that will lead to lasting happiness and satisfaction in life. And so we, for example, when we are like, we got to live my passion, well, people then find something that they're really excited about. And once again, a lot of this comes down to, you know, living your passion is basically trying to create a job out of something you love to do. And they become, in many ways, a drag of society, right? Because so many people go, well, I've got to live this passion and love. This is what I love to do. I can't do anything else. So I'm going to go live with mom and dad. And mom and dad will front their expenses and help and allow them to live with them. And ultimately what you are is you're just a drag. You're an idler. You are wasting other people's resources until you figure your own crap out. That's not responsible. That's not wise. How many years are wasted upon people who attempt this route? And unfortunately, if they're deluded enough, they'll just continue doing it until they are someone who has contributed nothing in life and accomplished nothing. Or they eventually come to their senses, which generally people do, but they have wasted so much time and so much opportunity. And quite frankly, it's sad and it's pathetic. And this may sound harsh, what I'm saying, but I say it and I call it as it is, because I have been caught up in all this stuff before. And I've wasted years in this motivationalism, in this living your passion crap, and other similar forms of it. And I regret all that time I wasted. And I'm very glad for the harder experiences that have caused me to awaken myself and to actually start acting responsibly and holding myself accountable to the results I'm seeing in my life. When you live by this passion sort of thing, it's just, it's very easy to be sidetracked into becoming someone who has accomplished very little, if anything at all. And ultimately, it can lead to you feeling very depressed about your life. And it can be very hard to recover from such a gap in your progress as a human being, because progress comes in so many different ways other than pursuing emotion. Because that's what passion is. Passion is an emotion. I remember this one time I went to this convention. It was actually a chiropractic convention. So my father, he's a chiropractor, and there was this convention for continuing education credits, and there are these public speakers who are talking and such, and there was this one guy, he was supposed to be a keynote for one of the days, and he was a tell it as it is, no nonsense sort of guy. And it was so funny because everything he had to say really was in contradiction to these motivational speakers that were speaking before him and even after him. And he talks about, he's just like, man, motivation is just a load of crap. And then he goes on to say he talks about how he had mentioned that, and I'm paraphrasing here, so I may be getting some of this wrong, but I thought it was funny. He's just like, if you ever really looked up the actual original meaning of the word passion, and what he said here was, if I recall correctly, he said, you know, passion is a barely controlled emotion. And then he asked a simple question. He said, how many of you would like to have your taxes done by an accountant who has barely controllable emotions? Are they going to be steady, consistent, and able to do it right? Or even have staff, your front desk person to be that way? And the answer is no. I don't want someone who has barely controlled emotions. I don't want someone who is whose life is controlled by their emotions, right? Like having passion is that is implying that you live by these flares of feelings. When it's impossible to continue to have those feelings. That's why people who seek passion are those who easily get burned out, and then they're on to the next thing. So purpose, if we look at purpose, you know, purpose is about, you know, living intentionally. In fact, if you look at the etymology of the word purpose, a lot of it comes from old French and from French and old English, meaning intention and aim and goal, or even by design. And that's really significant. You know, purpose is finding the greatest use of our talents to serve and to contribute. It is encompassing of many important facets of life. So when you have this intention, you have an aim, you have a goal, it means that you are willing to put up with the highs and the lows, the ups and the downs and the crap you don't want to have to deal with in order to get there. Passion, I see people out there who mean well and they try to teach this whole live your passion stuff, and then they have a really hard time truly convincing people of this next important part where they go, well, you also, like, you're going to do this for a really long time. It's going to suck. And it's going to be hard, but you got to push through it. And not many people really do. And there's one of the big reasons behind that is because it's not a true way to live this passion. What they really should be saying is, if they understand it correctly, is that they need to live with purpose. And when you have purpose, it's easier to put up with those things. You are thinking more logically, more reasonably. It's easier to be wise. And when I think about passion, you know, if you oppose, purpose, as I said before, is, you know, finding the greater use of your talents to serve and contribute or to obtain your aim. It's living intentionally, as opposed to passion, which is focused on what you want or what you like and doesn't necessarily serve others, nor does it contribute in meaningful ways. Quite often it's, you're not really contributing to the world in any sort of way. And a lot of that is the fact that you're unwilling, generally speaking, when you are all about passion, you're unwilling to do things that need to be done that will actually end up serving other people, but in the end, grow your character and provide you with opportunities for growth. And so it's all about your own self. When you're focused entirely on your own self, and what you know, these things that you feel like doing, you just end up spinning your wheels. A passion is fleeting. What you're passionate about now may not even be the same thing that you're passionate about in a month. It could change. Or most likely, because passion is about emotion, all of us have a lot of different passions. And so when you're focused on passion, though, it's easy to put one ball down, one passion down, and go to the next before coming back to a previous one, because you're as unsteady as water, because this is all based on emotion. And that's low EQ, low emotional intelligence, when you live that way. And I believe most of us actually have a capacity to have high emotional intelligence. But when we convince ourselves to live in this way, we go against these levels of emotional intelligence and capacity in order to do something that we've been so heavily convinced that is going to be worth our while and achieve our dreams. You know, passion is all about this driving emotion you live by, but just juxtapose that to the steady, diligent strides of one who has purpose. You know, passion should be used to enhance our efforts in a field or subject or in obtaining our aim, our goal, in living by design. Passion should be something that, you know, because if we can have good emotional intelligence, then we master our emotions and we allow our emotions to help us sometimes speed some of these things up, have a speed up our process in what we're doing. But it's not always going to be there. And so when you have purpose, when you have a goal that you are dedicated to, right, when you live intentionally, then you don't mind that the emotion is not there. And let me be honest with you, I really do enjoy podcasting and teaching people about the principles of freedom, of happiness, of truth. And actually, I do have a passion for it, but am I passionate about it all the time? No. No, I'm not. In fact, it's kind of a pain in the derriere to try to always come up with a script or outline or the next idea that that would be of value to other people and that I can speak or at least knowledgeably on. It can be really hard to do that. And that's my least favorite part of it, actually, is trying to get all that together because it takes so much mental effort. And it's so easy to feel spent at the end of a long day when you're trying to write it at the end of the day, because it's only your only real time they have available to yourself to do it. I'm not passionate about that. I'm passionate about speaking about these things at times, but I don't always feel those emotions. But I believe that what I'm doing is worthwhile, is able to make a difference in people's lives, and that is my aim, right? My goal. I want to make a difference in other people's lives. And so despite how I feel about it sometimes, I'm going to continue doing it. And I think it's so much more noble, and we really should hold up the individuals who are willing to live in such a way, who are willing to live despite the emotion of their predicament or of the process that they're in, and they're willing to push through all that in order to achieve a greater goal. Purpose conveys this idea of doing things that you don't like in order to achieve a good outcome. You know, imagine that you're willing to do things that you really, you know, you're not a big fan of, and maybe it sucks quite, and you have to do it for quite a long time, but you're willing to put up with it because you know what you're wanting to achieve. So live purposely, have intention, do things for the rightness of it and not just for the excitement of it. There's a reason why there have been great things accomplished in America. And that is because people have, well, not only have we had great opportunity here, people have created opportunity and have been willing to work so hard to push past the restraints of their circumstances and live purposefully. I think about how when you have purpose, truthfully, that it takes faith, right? When you have an aim, well, you can't have an aim, you can't have a goal, you can't have an intention, unless you believe it's actually going to produce an outcome that you appreciate, that there is an outcome to be, there is an outcome that will happen, an outcome that you believe in, right? Not just, you're not just going, well, there'll be some outcome. You're going, no, I believe if I do this, the outcome will be X, Y, Z. I feel like a great example of living with purpose, of having purpose, is Arnold Schwarzenegger. I really encourage anyone to really read his book, Total Recall. It's his memoir, and it is really good. It's astonishing to find all that he did in order to obtain his goals. So, you know, he lived with a purpose, with intention, because he knew that he wanted to be this great action movie star, making blockbusters, being well known, and making these action movies. He wanted to be doing that, and that was his goal. That wasn't necessarily his passion. In fact, he really had a passion for like health and fitness and everything else, but let's just go back to this goal that he had, right? His intention was to become an actual measurable, achievable goal. And you know how he got there? Well, he started to think about it. He started to tell himself, okay, probably my best shot, truthfully, in becoming that sort of an actor is by going to America and getting that done. where he's at in Austria, that's not really an opportunity that is realistic for him to achieve. So he's like, okay, I got to get to America. Well, what's my easiest way to get to America? Well, and then he saw that there was bodybuilding. He thought, well, that's cool. And he had some passion for it, but he was able to take a passion, something that he really enjoyed and found a lot of pleasure in doing, and was willing to use it as one of his means to an end, to obtain his goal. And I think that's interesting, right? Because passion often sees the means as the end goal. Like what you're doing, that is the goal. But really, whereas purpose is different, purpose sees the end goal and seeks the means to reach it. And so sometimes the means it is doing things that you are passionate about, but not always. So he started doing bodybuilding and he worked really hard at it, even when it sucked really bad, right? And then he won competitions. He got sent to America to continue doing so. And while he was in America, he needed income. It was really interesting that he, in his memoir, he talked about how he needed to make an income. So he decided to start his own construction business. And he's like doing construction work when he's not in the gym, earning money because he needs money to live. And he would invite other people to help him do projects, and you know, they could even get paid for it. And these people would tell him, nah, like I've got to focus on, you know, I've got to stay in the gym and put more hours in the gym. That way I can win this next competition. Right. And those are people who are living by their passion because it's all about themselves and what they want to do. And he talked about like, they would be dirt poor and yet they're in the gym doing nothing but working out. And yet, who's actually winning the competitions? Well, Arnold was. And was Arnold constantly in the gym doing nothing else? No, he was actually having to do other things. So he did his construction business. He was willing to go and provide for himself. And then he's like, okay, well, I don't know a darn thing about acting, so I should probably figure that out as well. So he took acting classes. He would do those at night. He went to school. So he's doing all these different things, and I believe there's like speeches of his you can hear where he talks about these things in a very simplified, summarized way. But I'll truthfully, read his book; it's fantastic. But his goal was I wanted to be this big action star, and he got there. But he actually ended up accomplishing other many great things along the way, and that's the thing is if you study people who have accomplished great things. The truth is they generally are accomplishing many other big things along the way until they end up accomplishing the greater thing that we know them by. And that's the same thing for the founding fathers. They had all, for the most part, they were all really well off. They're wealthy and they're very smart. They're very educated. They had achieved high levels of education and of industry in their professions. They were well known in those things, but we really know them about how they, you know, founded a nation that has changed the world. But they could not have done so had they not taken the necessary steps, the live throughout their lives to do other things in order to be ready for such a thing and for such a purpose. And that's the other thing about purpose is that we have more than one purpose in life, similar to passions where we can have more than one passion, but we can have more than one purpose. And sometimes purposes develop over time, or we accomplish one purpose and we find another. Those who are single and unmarried, a lot of times their purpose is just like, I want to be in such a career, you know, earning this sort of an income and making such an impact. Maybe that's their purpose, right? That's their goal. That's their intent. That's their aim. But then when they get married, they find that, well, that's a great aim, but I also have this other aim of mine where I want to be a wonderful husband or wife. I want to be a spouse that, that cares and contributes and, supports. I want to have a lasting, marriage. And I want happiness in my marriage. You don't want it to just continue in drudgery. So you find different goals that you go after, and generally speaking, if you're going to live with intention, try to actually find outcomes or goals, aims that are generally measurable. That's a lot easier to do, that are generally measurable. Because if you don't, you can find yourself falling up and down in the emotions of seeking something that is so ethereal. Passion, I think this is interesting. This was a thought that came to mind, and that is, passion asks us, do you love what you're doing? But purpose asks us, do you want that outcome more? Or even ask us, can you learn to love some of the process, some of what you have to do along the way? Because no one wants to be miserable the whole time they're seeking to achieve their purpose. In fact, if you do it that way, it becomes very easy to get burnt out and to give up. You can find that you really enjoy what you're doing, at least to some extent, but you know that you don't want to do it all the time. You don't want to continue doing it forever. So just remember that living life with purpose is so much more significant than living life by passion. Having purpose, once again, go back to the etymology, having purpose is having intention, having a goal, having an aim. What are you living for? What is the outcome that you want to achieve? I think there is a lot of power to recognizing that purpose ennobles our character. It grows our capacities, our talents, our strengths, helps us overcome weaknesses, whereas passions run us ragged in circles and is more likely to create more weaknesses, exacerbate weaknesses, and even create greater problems for us, not just emotionally but financially and relationally. We lose relationships. It's so easy for people to abandon things that matter more in life because of this passion thing. And I'll just give one more example here. I have a friend who I love dearly, and I've actually worked with in the past quite a bit. And this friend of mine was the most spiritual and like godly and in tune person, like spiritually in tune person I'd ever met. Someone who had really helped me grow my own seed of faith in gospel, in scripture, in God, in my relationship with God. This was someone that I really admired because of their example. And unfortunately, this is someone who sought for living by passion, right? This motivationalism gospel. They were so intent, like they believed so, they got so caught up in this idea that they should live their passion, and that they mixed up what their purpose and passion was, that their purpose became to do the things that they felt were more exciting, that they neglected their family, their children, their spouse, and ended up about abandoning the very morals, values, and principles that they knew to be right, used to know to be right, and lived by, and were the greatest example of. They, you know, and the devastation it had upon the members of her family, and also, you know, led to divorce, loss of faith, and activity in their religion. It just led to really sad and sour outcomes, and that was because the emphasis became upon living this passion, upon living what was more exciting than what was more fulfilling, and mixing up the two. And that is probably the greatest danger of mixing up a passion for purpose, is that very thing, is where we believe that passion will be fulfilling when it won't be. It's not lasting. What is actually lasting is living in such a way that you contribute, that you actually accomplish, you achieve. Leo Tolstoy, I thought was really interesting. Leo Tolstoy, he was someone who kind of lived more by passion as well. And by the time he turned 24 years old, he, you know what he said? He was just like, you know what? I have accomplished nothing. Or actually, what he actually said was, I am living like a beast. I'm 24 years old and I still have done nothing. And can I be honest with you here? When I turned 24 years old, I felt like the exact same. I felt the exact same way. In fact, I think I might have written the exact same things in my journal. I was like, I'm 24 years old and I have accomplished nothing. That's exactly how I felt, because I was living by this whole passion idea. And when you live like that, you are basically like a ship on the water without a rudder or without any sort of sense of where land is. And instead, you're waiting to catch a breeze, to fill your sails, to push yourself in whatever direction the wind is blowing. Whereas if you have purpose, you know where land is. You have an idea as to where it will be, and you row for it. And you're willing to put up with a lot. You're willing to get there. And years later, things pay off in a really great way. It's funny that I bring up this analogy, and honestly, I'm doing it on the spot about this, you know, being in a boat. And that is because I find it ironic or interesting that it's being brought up, because I actually had a conversation with a family member of mine, and that was the analogy he brought up. And I'm just remembering this now. And that was that it's so easy. We were talking about how we've worked so hard to get so far, and to quote Linkin Park, in the end, it never, it never really mattered. Sorry, that's really lame. And I don't even think I quoted it properly. But we were talking about how, you know, we put in so much work, to accomplish something, to attain a certain level of income. And income for the purpose of allowing us to then be able to do other things, to contribute, to have a greater impact positively upon larger swaths of people, because we don't have to worry so much about the income. There's been times where this particular individual has gotten so close, but then has lost it. And what he said to me was that it can be so easy to give up, but he said I was like in the ship, and I knew that it was sailing towards that promised land, that there was a promised land and it was for him. He was going to get there. And then unfortunately he encountered some pirates. They took over his ship and he had to hop in the little rowboat. And now he's just rowing as hard as he can towards that land. Like there's no tomorrow, because there's no other option for him. He doesn't have a ship anymore to sail back to where he came from. And there's no turning back. He has to just continue rowing, even when he feels like, oh my gosh, like my boat is sinking. There's holes in this little dinghy and I'm going to go down. There's no other option for him. And I hope that we can be so similarly dedicated, that having a purpose that is meaningful allows us to be so dedicated, even when our timelines get pushed back and it becomes harder to get there. Thank you so much for listening to the Alex Spicer Show. Don't forget to like and subscribe and share this. I really mean it. Share this with other people that you feel like could use this. There are a lot of people who are caught up in these things. And I feel like, actually, I know that this is a message many of them need to hear. So if you know someone, share this with them. Help them learn something of value that maybe could be impactful, that could change their life in a very good way. Live free until next time.